Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pressure, passes high, and intercepted by Beanie Bishop.
We're just thankful to be 6-2 at the turn. We need this downtime and to get some guys healthy. We had some bumps and bruises associated with play, but I think that everyone that went down in game was able to return.
I love the turn, Doran. Get 9 holes in. Cart ladies come by.
A transfusion.
Oh, or a fuzzy navel. Transfusion's more masculine, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I've never seen anybody get a fuzzy navel at the turn.
I meant a bourbon neat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. It's in a solo cup. Mm. Just 4 shots of bourbon, right? And put some hair on your chest.
Yeah, 90 degrees out, bourbon neat.
Oh.
Turn.
Perfect. Oh, God, that sounds so awful.
Right.
Oh, I do like a transfusion. You got me onto those.
Yes.
I didn't know what that was.
Very good.
Because I would always just get a light beer at the turn, cool myself down.
And a fuzzy navel.
And a fuzzy navel. I was trying to comb over that one, sweep it under the rug there. Steelers schedule. God, did we talk a lot about it during the offseason, didn't we, Doran?
Yes, we did.
Well, here we are at the turn. And there's a bye. And then that dreaded second half of the season schedule. And I'm just wondering, we'll throw the phone number out there. We'd love to talk to you out there about this at 412-928-9370. Are you as worried about the second half of the season schedule now as you were when it came out, as you were leading into the year? Because for 2 reasons, I'm not. One, I think the Steelers are better than I thought they'd be. And I thought Russ gave them the best chance to win at the start of the season. He's playing even better than I thought that he would. Agreed?
He's about right where I thought he'd be.
Okay.
Personally, yeah.
Yeah. But good.
Good, yes.
He's playing well.
Good. I mean, thought he was going to be in command of the offense. I mean, that's what, and going off of last year, you know, having 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, 20 touchdowns in the red zone, 1 interception, I was like, this guy can still play. And he's played a lot of football. So, yeah, it's about right where I thought he would be.
I am starting to wonder what people were looking at when they think he couldn't play or was washed up. But whatever. 2-0 as Steelers quarterback. So I feel better about that. You feel like he's what you thought he would be, which is a good player. You thought he'd be good. I also look at the schedule, and I think it's navigable. Is that a word?
It is now.
Navigatable? It's navigable. Like, Washington's a good football team. Didn't see that coming. And Mike Tomlin's been good against rookie quarterbacks. Last year, though, you play Stroud. This is this year's kind of version of Stroud in Jaden Daniels. It's going to be a challenge. But you kind of get a favor here. And you tell me how much this matters, because I don't know. I've never lived it. But They have to play this week. The Commanders do. They'll be taking on the Giants, and so they'll have 7 days to prepare. You get a couple of weeks off. Your body gets right. Your team gets right. You're going to get Cordarrelle Patterson back, Zach Frazier back. You're going to get Cam Sutton. You're going to get Nate Herbig. Nobody got hurt in this game, as you just heard Mike Tomlin say. You've got a chance to get healthy. That's one more game. I don't think it'll feel good on Jaden Daniels' ribs with Dexter Lawrence coming up the middle on him. How big of an advantage is that, getting the extra week?
It's huge, and I think Mike Tomlin's track record after the bye is pretty good, too. We'd have to look into that, but I'm pretty certain that usually after the bye that they have a successful at least couple games after that. So he does a very good job of self-evaluation and evaluating his team and where they're at and what they need to do moving forward. And like you said in that clip right there, getting some guys healthy is huge too. You do wonder that, and you know, it's not like they don't get the film on everybody, but I mean the Steelers playing the Giants last night. You know, the Redskins are going to be able to see the Steelers and the Giants.
Good point.
Whenever they're preparing for the Giants.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it from that standpoint. Two birds, one stone, things of that nature. Yeah, you just know they're going to get banged up in the game. It always happens. And the Steelers are going to get a little healthier, too. You never hear the bye comes at the wrong time. It's just universe. Oh, got the bye at the right time. Does feel kind of like they get the bye at the right time.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I want to ask you the question I asked Mackie, though. I mean, who do you think is going to be a more significant impact coming out of the bye whenever you do get guys healthy? Frazier, Patterson, or Cam Sutton?
I'm going to go Frazier, but I got to give some love to Herbig, too.
Herbig, too, yes.
You think about the Beanie Bishop interception. I about threw my hat at the TV. Watts off the field.
You're right.
Highsmith's off the field. That's no good. I felt that they were going to close this thing out because you just assume because they had made plays already and they historically make plays, they were just going to get it done. They're not out there. I'd feel a lot better if Herbig were out there rushing the passer. So I think that makes a big difference. All of them, though, are important. Cordarrelle Patterson, they've run the ball well. I think they look at him kind of as a gadget guy, too, and we really haven't got to see what they have up their sleeves with him. So I think but they're all big.
Mm-hmm.
And then, look, the Steelers always play Baltimore tough. So when some of these national talking heads say, wow, you got all these six divisional games packed tightly into this window, okay, Baltimore twice in six games, they don't scare me. You're going to split at worst. That's just the way it's going. You're not going to lose both games to the Ravens. You beat them 7 out of 8 times. I say that, and then, of course, it'll happen, but they just don't scare me. So you got Washington with extra rest, and then you get Baltimore. Now, you kind of get the inverse of the rest thing because you go from Baltimore to at Cleveland on a Thursday night.
Right.
Which, after playing the Ravens and Derrick Henry and how punishing they can be, I don't know that I love that spot against Cleveland, weirdly.
You're just hoping that they're still vulnerable. You're hoping that was a fluke the other day?
I think they lose to the Chargers this weekend, not to look too far ahead, Cleveland. And any designs they have on a little magical run by the lake before they build a new place, I think they all go out the window. They might start trading guys. If you're sitting there at 2-7 instead of 3-6, you wave the white flag a little bit more. But I guess broad strokes, I'm never scared of Baltimore. Cleveland's not good. Cincinnati is significantly worse. Those are all the games that are weighted more. Steelers never play well in Philadelphia, so I don't feel great about that. Kansas City at home, Cincinnati. I'm just not as worried about this. And even last night I saw a bunch of national folks tweeting out, oh boy, Steelers are 6-2. Are they going to be able to withstand that second half schedule? It's nowhere near as bad as it was coming into the year.
I think the timing of the Russ decision and waiting and making sure Russ was completely healthy, they took their time with Russ, and rightfully so. He's an older, aging vet. They took their time, and they felt that Justin Fields could get them into the winning column with the way that they were playing football. And whenever the timing of Russ coming back and Mike Tomlin making that decision, to me, it just screams, we're getting him primed and ready for that back end of the schedule. Like, these two games were to get Russ ready for 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, whenever the Ravens come to town, and then the rest of the season. That and then the bye week, too. Like, you talk about the timing of the bye week. You get guys healthy. You could hit this thing full speed, And you feel like you have a complete football team right now, but you'll have an even more complete with depth football team and Russ having some games underneath his belt whenever you do attack AFC North football.
It makes a ton of sense to me, especially with the two biggest threats in the AFC North. Cincinnati's given up 25 points a game. Baltimore's given up 26 points a game. These defenses are bad, but you got to throw, particularly on Baltimore. And so, yeah, you give Russ a couple of games to warm up to it at home, where initially maybe it didn't feel so good, but he's doing the cadence steal and the hard count, and he's doing it in silence, just getting comfortable, making me uncomfortable. So I wonder if Steelers fans see it this way at 412-928-9370. We're finally there. We're finally made it to the labyrinth, that second half of the season schedule for the Steelers. Is it as daunting as you thought? Are the Steelers better than you thought? 412-928-9370. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We love to talk to you on the day after a Steelers victory. We'll do just that coming up next. Again, 412-928-9370. There's a guy that we had been worried about too, Doran. I don't think we need to be worried about anymore. We'll mix that in a little bit coming up next. Jason Luck and four at the bottom.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bottom of the hour. Oh, man, we got Good Morning Football on here in the studio, and Jameis Winston being strangled by a turtleneck. Look at that thing, dude.
What the heck?
Is he just one of those guys that just when you look at him, you laugh?
Yes. My cousin played for the Saints. He said Jameis, like, what he is like on TV and how he's ridiculous. Like, he's 100 times more in practice. Like, ridiculous.
Really? Even yes. more?
Yep. He said he would call guys out, like, in practice, and he'd be running, like, the scout team or whatever. And he'd be like, you ain't gonna intercept this. You ain't gonna intercept this. And the guy would just intercept it, like, every time. Like, just throwing picks all
He said something silly in the pregame, and whenever all the guys were huddled up, he was trying to motivate them. And I can't remember what he said, but it was, he corrected himself. He said something that was inaccurate and then had to, you know what it was? He said, we're going to represent the names that are on your helmet. Well, never mind. We don't got no decal.
My man was stealing crab legs. Like, who steals crab legs? What college football student is going to boil crab legs?
Well, back then, I mean, you can't afford nothing.
Yeah.
You got to go steal them crab legs. Now, they'd probably give them to him for free down there.
He'd get an NIL deal with Woolies.
That's, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry that even now at 9:20 in the morning, some crab, little Old Bay.
You like crab legs?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't like when it gets in the cuticles of my nails, you know? Kind of burns a little bit.
Fuzzy navel.
That's right. I don't like eating regular chicken wings unless, you know, once or twice a football season. I like the boneless wings because I don't like to get the sauce in my nails. Steelers staring down the barrel now of this daunting second half schedule. Does it look as bad now as it did when the year started? Do you feel like the Steelers are better equipped to handle it now? 412-928-9370. There were a couple of plays last night that make me answer yes to the second part of the question there. That throw to George Pickens down the sideline, the dime, we all know what it was. That throw is not getting made by a Steelers quarterback in each of the last couple of years.
No.
And Justin Fields threw a couple of nice deep balls early, but it was inconsistent. Russ has shown the ability to hit those balls consistently. It hasn't always been beautiful. Some underthrown by design. But you need to have that kind of passing attack to navigate a schedule like this. There are going to be games. We saw it last night. You hold them to 18 points, but it didn't look beautiful. There's games coming up. You're giving up 25. Can you score 28? Before the season, I would have said, I can't say that with any level of confidence. Now I think I can.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes the schedule not look as tough. Like play action and running the football, and you got to convert in the red zone. Get it. Understand. Those are the kind of things you clean up. We talked about it with the defense and the miscommunications that we saw in the Indianapolis game, the Dallas game. Haven't seen those the last couple of weeks. The Pickens touchdowns, both of those are correctable kind of deals.
Yes.
So I feel good about this offense. They're going to be a top 10 offense by the end of the year. Mark my words, Dorenson.
All right.
Cuticles. Brandon in Arizona, listening on the Odyssey app early in the morning. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
So I don't know if you guys remember taking my call maybe a month or so ago when I said that they would be 7-2 going into their tough stretch, and I said that they would sweep the Browns, which doesn't exactly look like a hot take now. But I think that with Russell Wilson commanding the offense, I mean, you talk about obviously the throw to Pickens, but how about the throw to Calvin Austin for the touchdown? That was a beautiful rainbow throw. You don't see those type of throws with Fields, and I feel so much more confident with Russell Wilson, obviously, seeing now that he's healthy. And man, it's a miracle what happens when you have a quarterback who can throw the ball, because Najee Harris hasn't seen holes like that since he's been into the league.
That's right, Brandon. And thank you so much for the call, 412-928-9370. A question off of that, Doran, because I still think the Steelers need a wide receiver. We talked about that earlier. The rest of the week, we can do that. If Russ had started from game one, I wonder if we would feel that way. Like, if Van Jefferson's going out there putting up 60 yards a game.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's averaging 50-plus a game and, you know, having maybe, what, two more touchdowns, so he has three touchdowns on a season within 7-8 games, no. No, we won't be saying that, because it would just trickle down and everybody else's numbers would be inflated as well. It would look like this. I mean, they won games with Justin Fields a certain way. If they were to play this way from Atlanta till right now, it probably would have looked this way. Russ, it didn't take it. I mean, he started his first game last week. So it's not like it's taken him this a huge amount of time to get acclimated. Like, it was right off the bat. Well, I mean, it took like a quarter, but it was right off the bat. The first game he started, everybody's numbers were inflated because of his performance. I would assume that if he was healthy against Atlanta, probably would look like it looks now.
I think they might be 7-1 if Russ were healthy to play the whole year. Like the Dallas game, there were yards, points to be had there. And it just wasn't clicking for Justin Fields at that particular time. You mentioned in the last segment, as we kind of looked ahead at the schedule and how difficult or not difficult it is, and you said that Tomlin did this with a purpose these last two games. It does make a ton of sense because you didn't know what you were going to get from him in game one. You think, you assume, you've seen him in practice, but let's say game one coming out of a bye, and then you're leading into Baltimore, and if it's rusty, now you're going back to Fields, and you've got all this quarterback controversy swirling over your head. Really smart by Tomlin to do it when he did.
And I think that it was so premeditated to the fact where it was almost a done deal. Like, I think that Russ probably could have played, you know, what, the third, fourth game maybe of the season. But he was like, nope, we're going to get to this point whenever we have two New York opponents. One is going to be an NFC, one in the Giants. And those are the games, two games before the bye where Russ is going to get his feet wet and we'll give him the time to really heal up and make sure that we don't aggravate this injury again. Like, I think that decision was made as soon as he re-aggravated his injury in training camp.
I mean, upon further review, the only thing I can disagree with in their handling of Russell Wilson is, and you brought this up, week two. They could have put him on IR, right, and then you're not dealing with any of the controversy. It's not like it negatively affected them. They went 4-2 with Justin. I don't think it was getting in Justin's head or anybody else's, but that's the only thing I could have said. And they were dealing with injuries. You could have had the extra roster spot. But apart from that, they've nailed it. You did not want him to re-aggravate it a third time, because then you're talking about serious, serious problems. We should get an update on Justin Fields here, too, in his MRI.
See, I do wonder, because this is a new role from whenever I was playing with the short-term IR, are you allowed to be on the field with the team while they're practicing? Because that might be a reason why they didn't do it, because they wanted Russ to be engaged with the practice. Like, I don't know. Like, do you have to just stay in the training room and then work out on your own? Like, or would that count as, like, eligibility towards, like, the roster of being on the field?
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to take reps. I don't think. If he was on IR.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why, because they wanted to keep him engaged.
Well, then they've done everything right. Jason Lockenfora joins us coming up next. He's watching the Ravens up close and personal. Texter, sauce under your nails. Don't you carry wet naps in your purse? Listen here.
Wow.
Listen here.
You have a purse?
I do not have a purse. I have a man bag. Okay?
What?
First of all. Secondly, wet naps are a tremendous invention. And my wife's got them in her purse all the time. You got to have wet naps. You got kids, you never know. You got me, you never know.
And I feel like a woman.
The other cool thing, great thing, those flushable wipes, life-changing.
Wait a minute, you have a man bag?
I don't really have a man bag, Doran. It's a satchel. It's a fanny pack filled with wet naps. All right, coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, our Odyssey NFL insider. He's always talking to GMs. Wonder how the league is feeling about the Steelers, if those in high up positions around the sport view them as a contender. How does he compare them to the Ravens? Is the Ravens defense fixable? We'll get to all of it and more with Lockenfora coming up next. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. People coming after me, Doran, on the text line saying I'm Friar Tuck because I have my man bag, my satchel. And that I like flushable wipes. People saying my Mount Lebanon is coming out. By the way, George Pickens, 80% snaps the last 2 weeks. We done with the load management?
Yeah, and he's also he's done well with not getting the ball initially. Like, I mean, I don't even know, but it took them a while to get him his first catch yesterday, and he seemed to be just keep working through it. And I think that's a product of Russ as well, probably. You know, after practice and during practice, like, listen, it may not go as planned, but just stay involved. Keep being engaged, and we'll get you the rock whenever it's appropriate.
Yeah, 60-minute game. Keep your head in the fight.
Yep.
First guy to go hug Calvin Austin after the touchdown.
Yep.
George Pickens. We didn't see that at times last year. I don't want to paint with a broad brush. And we're joined right now by Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaConfora, host of the Odyssey original podcast In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mayo morning be good. Why did I do that? I did the thing. How you doing, Jason? Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What a great introduction. All right, so the Ravens drop one to the Brownies. The Steelers now 6-2, first place in the AFC North. Which team's better right now, Jason?
I mean, wins matter, right? So, I mean, right now it's the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're a more balanced team. Are any of their units as otherworldly as the Ravens' offense can be and usually is? No, probably not. And you know, outside of maybe Detroit's, you know, offense and, you know, maybe Denver's defense. There might not be another unit in football as good as Baltimore's offense, but the problem is it's a complementary sport and the defense has been horrible all year and it's been masked by their ability to be up, you know, 30 points on people, and it's been masked by an offense at times that can do things that no, you know, that no teams in the NFL have ever done. I mean, nobody's had a 5-game run like they have before. Nobody's played 7 games in the NFL and averaged over 250 passing and over 200 yards rushing. And they did that going into that Cleveland game. It's never happened in the history of football. But the defense is god-awful. And only Jacksonville and Carolina have a worse opposer passer rating. And nobody's allowed more passing touchdowns than the Baltimore Ravens. Nobody's allowed more fourth quarter points than the Baltimore Ravens. It's not even close. You know, they're bottom of the barrel in yards per attempt. It's not like it's dink and dunk to get a high opposing passer rating. It's 8.2 yards per attempt to get 104 passer rating. They've got major issues and a lot of work to do before the trade deadline. And Pittsburgh, we know this, right? Pittsburgh, even if the talent imbalance is in Baltimore's favor, Pittsburgh's like Mike Tomlin's going to split with the Steelers. I mean, with the Ravens, at worst. Like, Harbaugh's not sweeping it. And obviously, that's all before them in the division, right? Because Pittsburgh hasn't played any games in the division yet. So Pittsburgh's in a better position right now. I don't think you can argue that.
Jason, now the Steelers' offense is flirting with the line right now. They're very, very close. But whenever you watch the game last night, does that offense look like a top 10 NFL offense?
No, but like, if it, you know, like, is it better to have the number one offense and the number 30 defense, or is it better to have the number 5 defense and the number 14? You know what I mean? Like, I just think there's a semblance of balance that works in their favor. They also might have the number one special teams right now. And Baltimore special teams are awful. And Justin Tucker missed another 50-yard kick that could have set them up to win that game with a field goal a couple days ago, rather than having to go, you know, march the field and score a touchdown. So I think when you factor all three units into their totality, can the Steelers survive with an offense that might peak at 12th best, 10th best in the NFL? They can if Watt can stay healthy and bring it every week. They can if, you know, they even get a little healthier on defense. And I know they want to add a wide receiver. And people might be sick of hearing that because they've been hearing it for a long time. But, you know, it's not going to be Davante Adams, right? Like, it's not going to be Amari Cooper. Those guys are gone. But it will likely be some complimentary. Like, it's not going to be Christian Kirk because the Jags are idiots and they didn't trade him last week and now he got hurt. But, you know, could Mike Williams have a second life there? With Pickens playing like this, all of a sudden that other receiver, like, doesn't necessarily have to be, right, what you thought it might have to be 4 or 5 weeks ago. So is it ever going to be otherworldly offensively? No, but, man, if they can keep running the ball like this. And Cordarrelle Patterson comes back. If you have a three-headed monster running the ball and Russ can play, you know, look, is he going to do what he did last night against everybody? No, but if Russ can play winning football and hit a few splash plays, I mean, they've done more with less, right? Like, they've been in contention with less than that in the past.
No doubt about that. Jason Lockenfora joining us, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. So Cleveland beats Baltimore. Was this the last stand for Cleveland, or do you buy that they might be a pesky spoiler down the stretch with Jameis?
Well, it's a real offense. I mean, they push the ball down the field. It's you know, it's under center play action bombs. It's like it's Flacco. It's Flacco 2.0. I mean, it's the same. It's the same sort of overarching philosophies. It's the same schematic approach. They don't have Amari Cooper like they did last year, right? Like, you know, and Joku's going to get fed. Cedric Tillman is somebody who clearly Jameis threw to a lot on the second team, you know, backups and twos all summer long. So those two have an inherent chemistry. And Nick Chubb looked the best he has all year, and that's the best their offense. They kicked the Ravens' ass in the trenches. It wasn't even close. They beat their ass on both sides of the ball bad. I think the bigger takeaway is what they did to Baltimore's run game. And if you look at the overall numbers, it looks like, well, man, the Ravens still were okay. Nah. I mean, they had a 22-yard scramble from Lamar that was a busted play, and they had one outside run to Derrick Henry that was super effective. Other than design runs went absolutely nowhere. And the Browns are great against heavy personnel in the run game. Like, they've been great all year, and Baltimore didn't spread them out, and Baltimore didn't go and try to run out of 11. They tried to do what they did, and it didn't work. You know who else is amazing against heavy personnel in the pass game and the run game? The Denver Broncos, who come to town this weekend. That's going to be a tricky little game. Like, I'm just telling you right now, that spread keeps growing. People want to give Denver 8.5, 9 points. I'll take it. Denver's going to be up for this. Sean Payton's going to have them up for this. So this is going to be another interesting test. But are the Browns going anywhere? No. Are they pesky? Absolutely. Will they win a few more games now that they would have had no chance to win with the other guy at quarterback? They will. I also think they're still going to gut this team a little bit before the trade deadline, and that's going to make the margins a little slimmer.
Jason, awesome stuff as always. We look forward to it every Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, In the Huddle. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Why'd I do the thing?
I don't know.
Mayo morning be good? Mm. Is that what I say?
I just sometimes let you go, man.
I'm like the Steelers, man. Like, I get off to these bad starts, and then sometimes I can't end the interview either.
More like the Browns.
They're pesky. I'm pesky. Man bag. Flushable wipes. A lot of people texting in saying they're horrible for your plumbing, and I thought you could buy kinds that aren't. And
that's what I thought, too.
Well, I Googled the kind that I have, and they say they're safe for the plumbing, but they're bad. Real bad.
I believe I told you that before the textures too, and you told me I was wrong.
Well, then I Googled it.
Biodegradable is what you called them.
They are
not. That's
not
even what biodegradable is.
I don't think I used the word biodegradable. That's not in my vocabulary.
You didn't?
I don't think.
Did he?
Uh-oh.
He definitely did.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Pulling the tape.
Yeah.
We can't prove it because it was off air, but you did say.
Oh, well,
to
I'm
me.
Good. Social media's biggest loser is me. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We'll react to some of what Jason had to say when we come back, and then we'll hand things off to Joe Starkey. Question you asked about whether or not the Steelers could be a top 10 offense. I won't say he went as far as like scoffing at it, but
danced around it.
He did, and I think the answer is basically no. I don't know if they have the look of an NFL top 10 offense, because like when you hear that, you're thinking 30 points every week. Yeah, that's not reality. If the Steelers averaged, this is crazy, one more point per game, exactly, one more point, they'd be top 10.
Right.
They'd be tied with Philadelphia.
Right on the line there.
Yeah.
They're close.
They really are.
They would have been over it if, I mean, one of those plays didn't get called back in the end zone.
And if they got both, they'd be a top 10 offense right now, I think, math. But, yeah, you would think. I mean, it would have been... What was the score?
26-18.
It's getting late. So you take the six away, you add four. 34-18 if those plays would have stood. Now, look, you can't go back, but that wasn't because of bad play calls. That was a lack of execution thing. Now, Broderick Jones, that's a reoccurring deal. I think 9 times out of 10, George Pickens is coming down with that ball in the end zone. And that's why, and we'll probably get into this as the week moves on, like there were a lot of calls for Justin Fields to get red zone snaps if he had been healthy yesterday. And yeah, he would have run one of those in, but if Van Jefferson stops his route where he's supposed to, there's a touchdown. Tomlin even emoted on the sideline in a way that we're not generally used to seeing. Then the two plays that we talked about. Hey, people got to realize, if you take Russ off the field in the red zone, I'm not saying never do it. You're taking away a guy that threw 20 touchdowns in the red zone last year, who had a great quarterback rating. I think they're close. I think by the end of the year, we're talking about a top 10 offense. And if you are, and the defense can shore up the run defense from yesterday, that is a complete team.
Yes.
Jason said he'd take the Steelers by a nudge right now as a better football team. And that's a guy who watches the Ravens every single week. So that's not just black and gold colored glasses. That's a guy who is watching every single snap that team takes and plays. And it doesn't seem like that defense is getting any better.
No.
Or fixable.
Nope.
All right. That was fun. Yeah. Tomorrow, Doug Whaley in.
Mm-hmm.
We have moved Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Wanted to do game reaction today. So that'll be tomorrow, 7:35. Ray Fittipaldi. We are loaded on a Wednesday. Starkey's got a lot of stuff in his bag of tricks. He's going to join you next. Doran, good show.
Yes. Man bag.
Man bag. Callis, thank you for calling me on my BS. I would like the people to know who think I'm mean to Callis. I did give him my flannel earlier to put on his legs because he said he was chilly in there.
Flushable wipes.
A good friend will give his other friend his flannel.
Biodegradable.
All right, enough out of you guys. Starkey up next. Talk to Ince tomorrow at 5:40. Fam weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado 1500. 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, nice. High is 75.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.